Hello guys, I want to answer the cake day questionnaire by Blue Strawberry X. And number one, why did you join GWA and how did you discover it? I joined 2 years ago. By the way, this is also answering number two. How long have you been here? And make you stay for as long as you are. I'm just going to answer it in one swoop. I discovered GWA when I was searching on Google. Like, if I remember correctly, it was something along the line of a good porn site or something, and then they say that there are audio porn and you can find it on GWA. And I just like, what is that audio porn? Because I never heard of that before. Like literally never, because I didn't know it was existed before then. Because most of the times that all porn that I know are based on visual, like manga, like erotica, like videos. And that's why I'm curious and I went to GWA and listened to the first M4F recording that I see. And if I remember correctly, it was like a slicking instruction audio with doctor-patient role-playing. And I really like it. It was a very new experience for me. And I really enjoyed it. And that's why I started to lurk and listen to everything that I can get my hands on. And then I started to get really into it. And I saw this script. It was short. It was unintimidating. And that's when I decided to record myself reading it. At first I didn't do a very good job of it. My English is so bad and my accent is too thick, but I started to get better and I'm still learning now. But I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed GWA experience. As in, like, I really enjoyed the people, the process of creating audios, the creativity process behind it. I really enjoyed doing it. It was fun. It was a good thing to do, to be creative, and I really enjoyed all of it. And I made some friends, and that just made my GWA experience all the more pleasant and wonderful. I've been here actually since I found GWA. It's been like almost 2 years plus, I guess. I've been inactive for like a year plus, I think. Because my old account has almost been founded by my family, and that's why I deleted it. And I started new just this year, I guess. But I couldn't stay away from GWA because it's such a fun place to be and to just be creative and enjoy myself and explore my sexuality. And it's, and that's why I enjoy GWA experience so much. Okay, number 3. Funniest moment on GWA. There are a lot of fun moments, but I can't remember any funny moment. Perhaps that may be like the funniest moment, I think, is when I found like this very parody script. It was written by vocal writer 101 102, and it was called Badass Princess vs. the Writer. It was so funny when I read it. It has a story. It was like, this princess, actually, she doesn't want to record the script that has dirty things on it, and she just want to have one free day of not doing dirty things and just riding a unicorn and having fun. But then the writer of the scenario does not give up and just doing naughty things anyway to her, and it's all fun. There are funny things like funny and silly things like suddenly the unicorn turned into a vibrator. She was like forced to suck on unicorn stick that has come that tasted like chocolate. And at some point she was struck by lightning. It was so fun. Of course, besides that, there are a lot of other funny things. Just can't remember it right now. Number 4, weirdest experience on GWA. Weirdest experience. Well, I'm kind of confused of this question because there are a lot of unpleasant, weird experience, but I can't remember of any pleasant, weird experience. I just have to skip on this one because I don't want to talk about unpleasant things right now. Okay, number 5. What did it feel like to get started? First comments. Did they make you happy? I actually still remember. If I remember correctly, the first script, I mentioned it before, but the first script I ever did is, I need to look it up, but I can't look it up right now because I'm recording, but basically the first script that I ever did, if I remember correctly, it was by Daddy's Little Kitten, and it was like a short script, and it has blowjob in it, and I like it because it was simple and sexy. And then the first comment is like by the script writer. The Daddy's Little Kitten, and she was very encouraging, and she said that I did good for my first time, and it does make me happy. I mean, like, I was so insecure when I first started because I feel like my accent is weird. I've talked about it before, but when I first started, I think that my accent is too thick and weird. So, to get over that hurdle, and at first, I cannot improvise. I mean, if you heard that one improvise that I ever did like 2 years ago, the improv that I did is like, I stumbled up. It's so embarrassing because I practically sound so horrible, and like I just like cannot string a sentence together, and it's kind of embarrassing if I try to listen to it again right now. But I believe that I have grow since then, and yeah, I digress. Basically, it makes me happy, and I just keep doing it because it was fun. Number 6. Have people you know ever found out about you posting here? The only people who know that I was posting here is my boyfriend, because I felt that he deserved it. He deserved to know everything about me, and I always share everything to him. But I would never, ever, 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 ever share this with my family, because I know that they would not understand, and they were just going to fucking kill me. No, so basically, just no. Okay. Number 7. And finally, had GWA had an effect on you? Make you more confident or happy? Obviously, kind of like make me more confident, perhaps. I think that my boyfriend said that I'm getting dirtier because I've been posting on GWA and it's like expanding my horizon and like exposing me to all of the different kings. Before I knew GWA, I was so vanilla. And after I knew GWA, and there are things that interesting and just fun, and I started to figure it out what turns me on, and the things that I never thought would turn me on, but turns out that it did. And I'm glad that I found it because of GWA. So thank you, GWA. And I'm going to stick around for a bit more time. Okay, guys, thank you for listening. See you.